the world is mad these days. It always tells you this. You have no time. You have to do it by tomorrow. And so you become excessively focused on tomorrow. I have to get this, the finished product. Or you're thinking that I can sell this. When it's finished, I can sell it. So it's done quickly with the end in mind. The end takes over your mind, occupies your mind more than the present moment, and you reduce the present moment to a means to an end. That's how a lot of doing happens these days. And all that doing is of low quality. Any doing that reduces this moment to a means to an end to a future moment is not high quality doing. And you can observe that when you observe how a person works, whether they are totally attentive, give total attention to whatever they are doing at this moment, which does not mean that they don't know where they are going to in their project. That is peripherally in their field of attention. The point they want to get to is peripherally in their field of attention. Like a traveler who is walking towards Rome, let's say, and they are taking this step and are fully conscious of each step they are taking, but peripherally they know where they are going. It's over there. It's a long way away. A long way. But they know it's over there. So the focal point of there is the quality of your step at this moment, because if you're not careful, you'll stumble. You'll never get to Rome. The quality of each step is what matters. And the getting is secondary. It is on the periphery. You have the goal in mind also. But no, it does not occupy your mind. It does not overpower you. And so then the present moment is not a means to an end. You give your full attention to this moment. I have seen a few, not many, and some of them are highly so-called effective and successful people who did not become successful through strain and stress. Some did, and they are very unhappy and won't be around for long. But I observed a few who, whoever they meet, whoever they talk to, or whatever is presented to them, they are totally there with it. If you come to them and ask them a question, they may be high up, so to speak, in social terms, the CEO of this or that corporation, and somebody comes to them, and there are a few, not many, who will give you total attention, no matter who you are. And that is wonderful. Everybody loves doing what they tell them to do because they feel so valued, because attention is the greatest gift you can give. Full attention. You're acknowledging that human being beyond the roles that they play in the world. So they're giving everything their fullest attention, and they are extremely effective at what they do. Others look as if they were effective, but everything they do is contaminated with extremely stressful raw energy that is really a form of suffering. And they spread unhappiness. So it is possible to work effectively, in fact, more effectively, by focusing on what it is at hand here, right now, to do, without losing in your peripheral vision the place you need to get to. That remains here, there. One step, Rome is there, but this step is here, and this step is more important. Whenever you see any work of quality that's been made by a human being, it means some attention must have gone into it, some human attention. Somewhere there must have been someone who did not reduce the moment in which that was being made to a means to an end, where it gave. So you have works of art that have that quality, handicraft, things made by artisans in the original way, not under stress of having to produce. Because attention is also loving care. Another aspect of attention is Whatever you give attention to, there is a loving care that flows into the doing. So if you give attention to a human being that comes into the now, the field of now, and this is so beautiful, to give each human being that comes into your field of vision to you with this or that demand or question or whatever it may be, give them full and complete attention. That doesn't mean you get drawn into their story. You don't give attention necessarily to their mind stream and energize that. You simply give attention. There's a spaciousness. There is the awareness, the current of awareness flows into the looking. The same way you look at a tree, you hold. And that is beautiful. So see how things work in that new way. And observe, if you can find anybody who is present in doing something, observe them. It's wonderful to watch somebody at work in that way. And it won't really be perceived as work by them. It's joyful. Here's this one question that has appeared about 10 times in different forms. How would you suggest imparting these teachings to children?
Lesson 5, continued on disc 7.